FM 90.3 WJTL. That is the new song from Micah Tyler, Even Then. It is 4:48. Before that, we heard Born Again, the new song that we'll be playing here on JTL from Brian Campbell. He's in the studio with us and has promised to do one more song. But Brian, before we go there, let's talk a little more about Brian Campbell Music. And let me give your web address too, briancampbellmusic.com, which is really the best place for people to go to learn more about what you do. So talk about what you do. I know you're going to be doing another big overseas tour coming up. I know you work with worship leaders. So talk about what you do.
Yeah, it's all church partnership. So it's really come out of just an understanding and just a conclusion that worship, when we're in the posture of worship, when we meet with the Lord and we see Him for who He is, there's something about that that changes us on a cellular level and really focuses us on the things that really matter most. And so I'm really passionate about worship, and I'm really passionate about the church worshiping in the most effective, powerful, theologically sound way that we can, because good theology is always going to be right in line with God's truth, you know. And if it's not, then the theology needs to change to God's truth kind of deal. So a lot of time that I spend with different worship leaders and artists, songwriters, creatives is really talking on what we do as worshipers, who we are in Christ, why we do it, how we can do it more effectively. So all the events we do, they're gatherings of God's people just to let's meet with the Lord in a place of worship and see what He wants to do. And then really everything else just kind of focuses on that same vision and mission and saying, okay, so this is the vision. How do we do this more effectively? And how can we just talk shop on this so that we can be doing this more effectively and more in just the fullness of who God has created us to be.
Now, I know you were leading worship recently at Creation. So how does what you do there differ from what you will be doing overseas in places like, are you going back to New Zealand or Australia, or where are you going next?
Yeah, in August, we're doing a radio tour here around the States in the next couple of weeks, and then through a couple stops in the States, and then I'll be in Australia in August, and then in Belgium, and then we're going to go to Israel and Germany in September. So our time is about split half and half between the States and overseas.
And maybe it's not different what you do there than what you would do at Creation, but are there differences? And what's that like overseas?
Yeah, you know, it was so funny. A couple of years ago, God gave me a really sweet reality check on it, because we played Creation. And, it's a large festival, tens of thousands of people kind of thing. And then the next event, it was 2 days later in New Zealand. And I was coming off that event, and I was like, man, you know, this is so awesome. It's so fun. And you know, you're like, oh, I'm just jumping off a plane in New Zealand. This is going to be great. And, you know, that night we were around a campfire. There was a guy who had been probably playing guitar for 5 months who was leading worship that night. And they just wanted me to be there to just be with him and back him up and encourage him. And so I'm playing number two behind this guy who's been playing guitar for 5 months. And it was like, God's like, is it the same thing? And the reality is it really is. Mm-hmm. Any of those times that like we meet with God together, the focus and the vision is the same. You know, let's meet with King Jesus. Let's see Him transform us and change us to the place where He wants us to be.
I love that. BrianCampbellMusic.com for more information. Before you go, will you play one more song?
I'd love to. This song, we've been doing it actually. I think you guys have been playing it. It's called Speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's right here in the computer, but I'd rather hear it live.
Oh, man. It came out of a co-write a couple years ago with a worship artist that I'm really good friends with named Tori Harris, and she's amazing. But we had scheduled a co-write. We were down in Nashville and doing our thing, and it was like the Lord was just really present in it, right as we just grabbed coffee and we're talking about what we wanted to write. And you know, we just started to pray and just say, God, what is it that you want to speak to us today? And I kind of came with the expectation and the understanding that God was going to speak something new. You know, I'm always wanting, when God speaks, it's like, speak something new into my life, or something that's just going to transform me just by like this big revelation of who you are. And God kind of stopped me in that place, and He's like, what have I already spoken? You know, like, who am I really at the core, and what are you heeding the words that you already know? You know, that kind of thing. And And so we started to write this song and said, God, would you speak? Would our hearts really be tuned into your voice and what you're speaking? But would we be people who really respond to the word with changed lives? When you speak to us, would our lives reflect that change? So yeah, that was the song. It's really it's a prayer, but it's really just a simple prayer that God, would you speak and would we respond with our lives changed to you? Speak again, and I will turn my ear and listen. In the quiet I remember your promises fulfilled, so I will wait and I'll be still. To you I come, and you I rest. Let the sound of heaven echo through my wilderness. To come again to the end of all I am leaves a place for you to speak. Word made flesh, word took on sin, word that made me whole. Remind my heart of when I first heard the lover of my soul. In the fire and in the wind and in a whisper hear your beckoning. In every season teach me how to heed your voice. Speak. Word made flesh, word took on sin, word that made me whole. Remind my heart of when I first heard the lover of my soul. You are the word made flesh, word took on sin, word that made me whole. Remind my heart of when I first heard the lover of my soul. Word alive and word complete. My God, I hear you speak. Your overflow has overwhelmed my unbelief. God, speak. Your overflow has overwhelmed my unbelief. God, speak.
Speak from Brian Campbell. Again, the place to go for more information on Brian Campbell Music is briancampbellmusic.com. Thank you so much for stopping by, Brian.
Oh, such a blast. Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
Did you get to do anything else fun in Lancaster while you're here?
No, you know, I drove down from, so we had a stop in Ohio and then up in Pittsburgh, and then we were down in Virginia Beach yesterday morning, so I was here in Pennsylvania today, and then I'm up in New York the rest of the week and then out west. So,
all right, great. Where in New York?
Buffalo and then Rochester. Yeah. And then we're actually swinging through northwestern PA and Erie and then back out to Indiana, Michigan, then Kentucky, Tennessee, all that stuff.
Well, safe travels.
Thanks, Lisa. Love you guys.
Stop by when you're in town again.